This is Ted Kennedy. The Mannion judicial nomination is in trouble, and Bob Dole is trying to save it with parliamentary trickery. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, what's all this about your refusing to bring the controversial judicial nomination of Daniel Mannion to a final Senate vote? Mannion survived a 48-46 preliminary Senate vote last month, but you'll be breaking faith with the Senate, Bob, if you block a final vote. We agreed, fair and square, to vote on that unsavory nomination, but the preliminary vote was tarnished by last-minute vote-buying by the White House and devious tactics on the Senate floor that prevented an honest vote. Mannion is the pits, Bob. He's not qualified to be a federal judge. In fact, he's the least qualified judicial nominee President Reagan has ever submitted. Every day you stall a final vote, Bob, the worse Mannion looks, the worse you look as majority leader, and the worse the Senate looks.
Ted, I don't know what's worse, your tall tales about the Mannion vote or your smear jobs on President Reagan's nominations. You have the nerve talking about devious floor tactics. The record clearly shows it was your liberal pals who pulled a surprise attack on the Senate floor and played games with the rules. There were plenty of grins from your crowd that day. They thought they'd pulled a fast one. But guess what? The cute ploy blew up in their faces, and Mr. Mannion was confirmed by a majority of the Senate. But being a sore loser, you now want another vote. But that's not the way it works, Ted, in the United States Senate. Ted, Daniel Mannion has solid support from Republicans and Democrats in his home state of Indiana, liberals and conservatives. The president says he's okay, and so do I. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's liberals laid an egg in Missouri when they played politics with down-and-out farmers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.